the Mishnah, the Flamatess. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rosh Hashanah Shehoya Yorei Shema Tesaber. He had a Rosh Hashanah that is Mikum Mediraisa, really Rosh Hashanah is only one day. As Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that is Rosh Hashanah. Bezman is there, we make it 2 days. We'll soon see, even there, Tisrael also, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But Mikra Din, if you have Rosh Hashanah, that they were afraid, Shema Tisaber. They didn't know which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Is it going to be Yom Lamed of Elul, or is it going to be Yom Lamed Aleph of Elul? We don't know which day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Is a loch like this? Marev Odom Shnei Yeruven. A person knows, let's say like, the 30th day of Elul comes out on Monday. The 31st day of Elul comes out on Tuesday. So the suffix, is Monday going to be Rosh Hashanah, or is Tuesday going to be Rosh Hashanah? It depends when the Edim, when they saw the Levon, if they come to Bezdin. If they come on the 30th day, Bezdin says today is Rosh Hashanah. If they come tomorrow, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. But this person knows that he has to go and walk out of the Tchum. So he wants to make sure he puts an Erev down for both days. Is Alocha Marav Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person can put down two different Erevs. Eruv Tchumim. The Yoimin, he makes it tonight. Eruvi Berishon LeMizrach. I want for Monday, notice he puts down Sunday afternoon, he puts down the Erev for Monday, Lu Yitzri, that becomes Rosh Hashanah. I want to be able to walk on the Mizrach side, Apayimama. Uvesheni, and again, before, on Sunday, puts down another Erev on the Marav side, and he says, Uvesheni, the second day and the Tzadah Tuesday is going to be Rosh Hashanah, Uvesheni LeMarav. I want my Erev to be on the west side, LeMarav side. So he puts down two Erevs, and he makes it tonight. The first day, the one of the Mizrach should be my Erev. For the second day, I want the one of the Marav to be my Erev. Uva din fakert. Barishan le Marav, the first day he wants to go to the west side. Uva sheni le Mizrach, the second day he wants to go to the east side. Or else, Eruve Barishan, he could say the first day, I want to have an Erev, whichever way he wants. Uva sheni kibna iri, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, I want to be without a special Erev, nor kibna iri, exactly where I live. I'll have a payimama to walk out of my house, or if he's living in a city, out of the city he has a payimama. Or else by kek, eruve bisheni, he wants the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's when he should have a din eruve tchumim. Uberishon kibna iri. And on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I'll be home, I want to have my tchum of kibna iri. This is we have Yehuda Shita. So Yehuda is saying again that on Rosh Hashanah is also considered two kedushas. Each day has its own kedusha, and you can make one erev for the first day and a second erev for the second day. Just like we had before in the Mishnah before, according to Rabbi Leza, he holds a Shabbos and a Yom Tov is also called two kedushas. As if you hold even a Rosh Hashanah is considered two kedushas. So the Gemara below, hoy de loch hachomim. The Chum are not maskim to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum hold that the Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, have one kedusha. So therefore, if you put one eruv etchumim for the first day, it has to help for both days.
Why are you talking about 2 days Rosh Hashanah? This is just talking about only one day Rosh Hashanah.
Well, we'll soon see. He Yura. He was afraid Shema Tesavrim.
Notice he's only one day Rosh Hashanah.
What?
That means it's only one day Rosh Hashanah.
No, Minasofit they kept 2 days. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Shema Tisaber, they're afraid maybe they're going to make the 31st day Rosh Hashanah. Begoyla, we're talking about Begoyla means out of Yerushalayim Kamari. Shema Yasa Bezdan HaGodol Elo Ma'uber. Maybe in Yerushalayim, by the Bezdan HaGodol there, they're going to make Elo an extra day. V'yiyo Shnei Yom Toivim. Then they'll have 2 days Yom Tov. V'utzorach Lelech Barishan Letzad Echad, V'shen Letzad Acher. There's the Pshat was, that they used to keep the first day, the 30th day of Elul, they used to keep Rosh Hashanah. Min HaSofik, maybe the Edom are going to come today and say today is Rosh Hashanah. Say they will know Kedusha the 30th day. On the side that Edom did not come today, so it comes out that today is not Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. They used to keep the second day Rosh Hashanah also. So talking about in such a case, where they did not like, especially in Goylem, that means out of Yerushalayim. Out of Yerushalayim, they always had to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they were never informed when the Edom came the first day. So the 30th day of Elul, they had to keep Rosh Hashanah in HaSofik. Maybe the Edom would come today and say today is Rosh Hashanah. And they had to keep the 31st day also for Rosh Hashanah. So out of Yerushalayim, they had to keep both days Rosh Hashanah. So a person that lives outside of Yerushalayim, he has to be knowing 2 days Rosh Hashanah. How could it be knowing? He can make two separate errors for each day. Each day is called the Kedusha by itself. So Rashi Marav Shnei Eruvin, O Manichin Berav Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, he has to put down the two Erevs, Zelakan v'Zelakan v'Yomekid Liyel. He puts one down on the east side, one on the Marav side, and he makes his two Tanoim. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. They held no, that in Goyles, outside Yerushalayim, where they had to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they had a suffix if the first day was Rosh Hashanah. And they didn't know yes or no, so they had to keep the second day also. So in such a case, a Chum hold is called one Kedusha. One Kedusha means it's like one long day. So you can only make one Erev at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, and that Erev goes for the first 2 days. You can't change the second day, have an Erev someplace else. Because it has one Kedusha, like one long day, you can't divide the Shabbos in half. Yeah. This is one Machlaikis. Right? Another Machlaikis is, V'yoydom Rabbi Yehuda, another Kiddush. Mas na'odom ala kukola v'yom tov rishon. V'yoychla b'sheni. A person has a kukola, a basket full of teris, that he didn't take off Trumas or Maisis yet. It's Tevel. And Allah is on Yom Tov, midrabon, and it's also to take off Trumas or Maisis. So now there are 2 days Yom Tov. So the person wants to make it tonight like this. The first day says, Amanashach, if today is Yom Tif, I'm not taking off Trumas and Maestris. But on the Tzad, today is Chol, I want to make Afrosha Trumas and Maestris. That's what he says the first day. It comes the second day, he says the same thing over again. If today is Yom Tif, so then yesterday was Chol, so yesterday's tonight Afrosha help. Today I'm not saying anything. On the Tzad, yesterday was Yom Tif, so then today is Chol. If today is Chol, I'm making my Afrosha today. I'm taking off the Trumas and Maisus. So if you don't, you can do such a Zaf like that. You can make it tonight. Like Mimon and Shach, one of the 2 days are Chol. Min Asafik, we have to keep both days. But really, one is Chol. So Mimon and Shach, you're allowed to make such Truma. Rav Oichla B'Sheni. And who are then V'chein, Beitzah Shenolda B'Rishin, Terechol B'Sheni. If you have an egg that was born on the first day Yom Tif, so you're allowed to eat it on the second day Yom Tif. Again, Manashach. If the first day Yom Tif was Yom Tif, so the second day is Chol, you're allowed to eat it. On the Tzad, the first day was Chol, so good, so the egg was born on Chol, then also you're allowed to eat it the second day. So in Manashach, you can eat this egg the second day. For Lohoyd Lechachom, the Chom Agdon and Yehud in this case also, they all know the 2 days have a din Yom Tif, but Teres Vaday, and you can't make this Tanoim. So Drashi, Mas Nodam Al Kokola, Shel Tevel. You have a basket full of teres that are tevel, you didn't take off Trumas and Maisis yet. The Yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah. We're talking again about Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So you have this basket of teres the first day. The Yom is said like this. Im Ayoim Chol, if today is Chol, today is the 30th day of Elul. If today really is Chol, the Edim do not come to Bezin HaGodl, and do not say Yisroel Levona. So Bezin was not Mekadosh to Chodesh today. Today is Chol, Teizu Truma Alelu. I want to make a Maisa Frosha today. These apples should be Truma for the other ones. V'yim Ayoim Chodesh, but lo yitzu, you know, the Edim came to the Bezin HaGodl and said, today is Rosh Hashanah. So today is Yom Tif. Then Eim Medvorei Klum. I don't want to do an Avera, and now let me take off Truma Samaisis and Yom Tif. Then I'm saying nothing. The Emagvi and Truma Beyomtif. The Shvus the Rabbanim Masech the Beitzer. So the Xavier with the Rabbanim. Ulamacha, now on the second day Yomtif, he says the same thing. Oimer, Imes Mokhoidish of yesterday was Yomtif. I was Zeva Yom Chil. Then today is Chil, it's weekday. Teizu, Shamat, the Yesmel, Truma, Alelu. That I said yesterday, this apple should be Truma, and I'm saying over again today. Today I'm making that apple should become Truma. The Im HaYom Kodesh, but let's say today is the real Rosh Hashanah, the Yes Mochil, then yesterday, when the Edom did not come, really was Chil yesterday, HaBezoi Kvar Hi Truma MeYesmel, so it was already Truma from yesterday. The Yoichok Kukola HaMasakenes UMishayra Truma, but Monashach, today, the second day, he's allowed to eat the rest of the Teres, and just the one Teres that left over for Truma, that he leaves over for Truma. But there's such an Eitzah, but Monashach, one of the 2 days is Chil. So the Rebbe Chum will say, "V'loy hoyd lechachomim, the savri the tavaya kedusha achasi by Rosh Hashanah at least." That's what we hold lalochom. That 2 days Rosh Hashanah is considered like one kedusha. It's like one yom arichta dami. V'emagviim ben truma. Therefore, neither of the 2 days are allowed to take off truma. You can't make it tonight to say one is choil because no, we're knowing as if both of them are kodesh. That's the Chum shita. And who are then the beitzah be the same halacha? An egg that was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah also. Because Rosh Hashanah is more chumrah when knowing like it has 2 days Kedusha. Right. Another machlokes is, Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinis Oimer. Ho'evel if nei ha-teva b'yom tov sh'Rosh Hashanah. The chasen that goes to daven on Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he has to say, Hachlitzeni Hashem Elokeinu Es Yoim Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. He has to mention that today is also Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Hashanah, but it's also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Hachlitzeni Hashem should help us make us strong on Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Im Hayoim, Im Lamocher. Either today or else tomorrow. And since we're mesupik again, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which day is really the day the Edom came to the Beis Magadol to say they saw the Levono, that the Beis made that day Rosh Hashanah? So since in Goyle we have a suffix, which one of the two? Both days you have to say this. You say im hayoyim, im loch, you make like a Tanai. If today is Rosh Chodesh, I want to mention it today. If not today, I'm going to mention it tomorrow. Ulamacharu Omer, and the second day he said the same thing. Im hayoyim, if today is Rosh Chodesh, I'm mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Im emish, or else if it's not today, it was yesterday, like I mentioned it already yesterday. Fulahoid lechachom, chom argue and say no, they're not masking. So the Gemara will say there are really two machlokes in here. We deem them both, that on Rosh Hashanah we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. We bechal don't mention the word Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So that's one chiddush of Ben Doisa, that you have to mention it. And the second chiddush is that you make it tonight. And we all know you don't make no tznoim, you don't mention it at all. So Drashi, Hachlitzeni is your zeinu, Hachlitzeni make me strong like Yim Hayoim Yimochem. Im Hayoim Hu Hachlitzeni Hayoim. V'Yimochem Ocher. So Hoyd Lechachomim, Gwara Forish. Iya Tanai Koi, do they just argue not to make this Tanai? Because Savri Lav Sofiku Eloyim Rishinu Rosh Chodesh. That we say Vada the first day is Rosh Chodesh. Oi, or else Asi Koran Koi. They argue Bechlau not to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Okasavri they hold, Laloch is the Ein Maskirin Shem Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. This we'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. That Rav Hurkanis, Rav Doisa says you do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and the Chacham say no, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, Ma Loi Hoyduloi. What does it mean Loi Hoyduloi? In the first case, it says, the Chacham are not masking Rav Yehuda that Rosh Hashanah is considered, Rav Yehuda, Rosh Hashanah is called two different Kedushas each day. You can make two different Rubit Chumims. The Chacham say, Loi Hoidloi. For the Gemara, who is this man, the Yama, man Loi Hoidloi? Or Marav, Rav Yosi. Our Mishnah means the Chacham is Rav Yosi Shita. The Tanya. Moidim Chacham and Rav Eliezer. The Chacham are Moidit Rav Eliezer. That Rosh Hashanah, Shayore Shema Tisaber, is Marav Adam Shnei Yeruvin, V'yoymer Eruve Berishon LeMizrach, or V'sheni LeMarav. In other words, in the Mishnah before we had, Rabbi Elazar Shita was that even on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, Shabbos came on a Shabbos, that either Yom Tov was right before Friday or Yom Tov was on Sunday, Rabbi Elazar Shita is also called two Kedushas there. You can make one error for Yom Tov and one error for Shabbos. The Chum in that Mishnah argued and said, no, on a regular Shabbos and a Yom Tov, they're called two different Kedushas. Now, what about Rosh Hashanah? So here we're saying now the Chumim are Moedit Reb Eliezer. The Chum hold that even though we argue in Reb Eliezer that a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, we hold is called one Kedushah, but on Rosh Hashanah, we're Moedit to you, it's called two Kedushas. That's the Chumim. Moedit Chum Reb Eliezer, that Rosh Hashanah, Shoyore, Shema Tisaber, that Maver Adam Shnei Eruvim. And Rosh Hashanah is different. Here, Vada, like one is Choyim, so it has two different Kedushas, so maybe you can make two different errors. The Yemen, he says, Eruve Berishon LeMizrach, Uvesheni LeMarav, or else Berishon, the first day I want to go to the Marav, to the west side, Uvesheni LeMizrach, or else Eruve Berishon, the first day I'm going to make a special Erev, Uvesheni Kibnei Iri, the second day Rosh Hashanah, I want to stay put, my Erev should be in my house, I have a Paimama for my house, or for my city, if I live in the city. Or else Eruve Besheni, the second day I'm putting the Erev outside to make more Paimama. Uvarishan Kibnei Iri, the first day I want to stay home, my Erev is in my house, where I live. So you see the Chomim, I'm murdered to Reb Eliezer. So Vaita, that's not the Chom of our mission here. And our mission is said the Chom were not murdered to Reb Yehuda, even on Rosh Hashanah. That there is a Chom that argue even Rosh Hashanah is considered one long day. Suza al Chachomim, it's Reb Yosi. And that's the din here, Reb Yosi Yoser. And the Bryce here says, Reb Yosi argues and says, no, not only do I argue on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, but even on 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, also Reb Yosi Yoser. Reb Yosi is called one Kedusha, so you can only make one Erev for both days. You can't divide it up in here. So Mel our Mishnah, the Chom is Reb Yosi. And Rashi says, Moedim Chachomim, Afa gav the polygalad Reb Lezer b'Shabbos for Yom Tov, even on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, did the Chom do argue and say it's called one Kedusha, Abahocha moedim de beiz Yomim Tov Mish Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered Beis Kedusha Sein. Why is it Rashi? Dechad Menayel Choyol. Because here Vaday, one of them is Choyol. It's different. When you have Shabbos and then Yom Tov, both of them are Vaday Kodesh. Since they're both Kodesh, there's a svar, it's called Kedusha Achis. It's like a Yom Arich, it's one long Kedusha. They both have the same much Kedusha. But here on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, where one is Vaday Choyol, so we know one is a Vada Yom Tov, the other one is a Suffolk Yom Tov like. So they have two different Kedushas, so it's called 2 different days here. Strashim Mishum Sveika, Lo Yadinim Iyavru Bezdin. We don't know, did in Bezdin Agodol make it Rosh Hashanah today? The Kitchu, Yarchur B'Yom Lamed Aleph, and they're Mekat, Lo Yadinim Iyavru, did they make it an Iber, another day? Bezdin B'Kitchu, Yarchur B'Yom Lamed Aleph. They only made the Rosh Chodesh on Lamed Aleph of Elul. Not Yom Lamed, but Yom Lamed Aleph. On this side, the first day that we keep Rosh Hashanah is always Yom Lamed, was Chol. Oy be Yom Lamed Nikfor, else no. Bezdin made the Rosh Chodesh on Lamed. Then Yom Lamed Aleph, that's already the second day of Tishrei. That's already Chol. Who the Abilhu. So Mele, here the Chum Hold is called 2 different Kedushas, and Mele, like our Mishnah, you could, like if you do, you could make 2 different Erevs. Who's the one that asks? Reb Yosi, the Kesavar Lav Mishum Sveika. It's not also Sofik the Gadin Rosh Hashanah. The Shema Bo Edim B'Yom Lamed. It's not Tama Sofik. Maybe the Edim came Yom Lamed. Sofik B'Yom Lamed Aleph. Lechude Iskin. That's not the only reason. Ela Af Mishum Shema Bo Edim Min Amin Cholamala. There's a Nuchsorn the Mor Rosh Hashanah talks about that maybe the Edim came after Mincha. There is, it was Yom Lamed, it was the 30th day of Elul, it's possible today should be Rosh Hashanah, we don't know, the Edim didn't come yet. What about if the Edim first came after Mincha? On Yom Lamed, after they already brought the Korban HaTomid, Shoben HaVayim, the second Tomid, then the Edim came. What's the halacha there? V'noigin oisha Yom Kodesh. There's such a takona. Iskin, the Tavai Kodesh, the Abonim and the Takona, both days Rosh Hashanah are Kodesh. The Yom Rabbonim, Shoyim Etzapim B'Yom Lamed Shel Elul, that they were waiting the whole day, the 30th day of Elul, Shema Yavu Edim, they were waiting, maybe Edim will come today. Shenira Salavon Aboy, V'yikachu Bez Nes HaChodesh HaYom, V'noigin Oisei HaYom Kodesh. So Lamaise, everybody kept the 30th day, nobody did Melocha. Because the Suffolk, maybe Edom will come in the middle of the day, and there is Rosh Hashanah. So in the Suffolk, nobody did Melacha on Yom Lamed. Because maybe today is Rosh Hashanah. V'tanya, we learned. The Melacha was like this. Tomit Shem Rosh Hashanah. Shachris Kovar Kilchosa. That in the morning, if the Edom didn't come yet, on the 30th day of Elul, they brought the Tomit in the morning, a regular weekday Dikatoil, a Tomit. That means Tomit Shachoil, V'shir Shachoil. What shir do the Levim sing? The regular shir they sing in the middle of the weekday. Ha-Mesukin L'Yoyim. V'yashir Shehoi V'Alvim Oymim. Like we have. The Mikdash B'Yom Rishon is like this. Now, but Tomer Shoven Abayim, what about the Mincha Dika Tomer already in the afternoon? Oymer Shir Achar Ha-Tiraisim Esel V'Shichmoy. Could everyone in Perek Vassar Shosh Hashanah? Now, this is good if the Edim came Taka after Tomid Shobain Habai, in the morning Tomid. So the afternoon Tomid we knew already was Kodesh. So they said this year. What about the Imbowe Demacha Tomid Shobain Habayim, Shekvakor Bishir Shechil? What about no? When it came the time to bring the Tomid Shobain Habayim, no Edim came yet. So even though today is the 30th day of Elul, it's still Chil? Really? So maybe when they brought it, they brought the Tomid, and what type of shear did they said? The regular weekday shear they said. Kar b'shir shachil. Is tiknu shir makachin achodesh mochrim. What about now, Edim came after they brought the Tomid. They already brought the second Tomid, and they didn't say any shear at all, shir Rosh Hashanah. So really, midirais, now the din is, kafrot yom lamid was Rosh Hashanah, even though they did not know about a B'Shas that brought the Korban. But now when Edim came after the Tomid and said, you should know, we saw the Levana last night, today is Rosh Hashanah, Midiraisa Yom Lamed was Rosh Hashanah. Still, the Rabbana made a takona to say, Noigim Oysa Yom Kodesh, Tiknu Shiyu Mekachin Achodesh Mochor. The Rabbanu made a takona that not that Rosh Hashanah should be from today, even though really today should have been Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanu made a takona tomorrow is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. And when Moinu the Kfiyas, when is the first day of the year? Tomorrow. Kedei loy mashir haroy liyomtif. Kedei that on Rosh Hashanah, they should say the shir that's supposed to be said on Rosh Hashanah. Omikom mokom goma yom shkleshim noegin kodesh. Kitchilosai. The end of the 30th day, even though now Bezlek was Kaveya Vadai, we're going to make Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, we're not going to make it today, still they were noy at the end of the 30th day, Bikadusha. Shekach Tiknu Shinoigim Oisayan Kodesh, Viafilu Gomru Shayim, Viapapi Shayim Shiyichliam Amachris, Ulumacha Kodesh. This was at the corner of Rosh Hashanah, that it could be, but Teres Vadai they kept 2 days Bikadusha. Now really it's like this. Halacha is, Bezan had the Bezan Agodom, it's only Rosh Chodesh when Bezan says Mekudesh Mekudesh. As even if Aiden came and said they saw Lavoni yesterday, if Bezan doesn't say Mekudesh Mekudesh today, it's not called Rosh Chodesh. Now that's this case here. The Aiden came after they brought the Tomet Shabbat Abayim. After Mincha, the Aiden came and said, we saw last night Lavona. So really, today is Rosh Hashanah. Bezan didn't want to make today Rosh Hashanah anymore. Since they already brought both Karbonas with the Shir Shochel, they didn't say any Shir Rosh Hashanah, Bezan rather says we're going to wait till tomorrow and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. And Bezan has the right to do that. Because even though they saw Lavona last night, if Bezan doesn't say Mekudesh Mekudesh, it's not Chal Rosh Chodesh. So Bezan here made tomorrow Midyurais is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So really, right at this point, for the next 2 hours of the day, really Midiraisa today should be Chol. It's not Kedush at all. Bezdin made up that tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Still there was a Takana, the next 2 hours of the day, still keep it as Kodesh. So after you see, even though we know Vadai tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, still they kept today the Kedush also. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is a more Chomadik Yom Tiv. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not just Tam, one is Vadai Chol. No. Even on the side like here, that there's the new tomorrow is going to be Kodesh, they didn't say today is Chol. They said today is also Kodesh. So even though it's only Midirabonon, but Midirabonon is called like one long day. That's why we're knowing by Rosh Hashanah. Now Rosh Hashanah has more Chumru Dikadinim than other Yom Tiv Sheni Shagolis. Because other Yom Tiv Sheni Shagolis is Tam HaSofet Dik Alochem. Rosh Hashanah, Miyikra Takana was to keep 2 days. This is Rabbi Yossi Svara. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds this also, that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is all succeeded like one long Kedusha. It's like a Vadai Kedusha. And therefore, you only make one Erev and not two Eruvim. And that's how we pass like that. Like it says in our Mishnah, V'loi hoit lechachomim. The Chom hold even 2 days Rosh Hashanah is succeeded one long day, one long Kedusha. Yeah. Omer lem Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi tainu bat lechachomim. Aren't you moidim? Shem bo edim in amincha l'malo shenoigim oisa yoim kodesh olumacha kodesh. This was Rabbi Yossi's kasha. In this case, where the edim came to the Beis Nagodol after mincha, after they already brought the korban shoben the tomet shoben abayim. So in this case, that what's the locha that Beis Din says still keep the rest of the 2 hours of the day kodesh, but you should know we're going to be kaveir Rosh Hashanah tomorrow olumacha kodesh. So you see, Claude, it was a case that you had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, like Vateres Vadai. You had to keep both days B'Kodesh. So how could you come say, it's about this only 1 day is Chol, it's only a Sofik. You could be made to say, it's called two different Kedushas. No, Metchil Satakon, it was like one Kedusha. For Rabbanan, what's Rabbanan Svarim? Rabbanan Hossam, he ached the Lazazlu day. Fuck it true. That the Bezin said the last 2 hours of the day, Adim came today after Minchin said we know today is really Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin says no, we're not making it today, we're going to make it tomorrow. So really right now these next 2 hours should be Chol. That's the Kasha. Why did Rabbanan say in the Kodesh? So Rabbanan says it's not because Rabbanan really wanted to give a Din Yom Tif. His time was a Zule Bein. Not to be Mezalzel in Yom Tif, he said this. Look at Rashi. Rabbanan Amaloch, Hosam Nami, Kivan Denit Chaliyem HaMochris. Since Bezdin does not want to say today is Rosh Hashanah, they're pushing it off for tomorrow, have a Rishon Chol. Really then, the 30th day today should be Chol, really. For Le'ev Kodesh, it has no Kedush at all today. Elachad. Only 1 day is Kodesh, just tomorrow. Bezdin is going to say for tomorrow, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Or Bezayit Shver, these next 2 hours of today, the Yom Lamed, why can't you do Malacha then? Since Bezdin knows now today is Vadai going to be Chol and tomorrow is first going to be Kodesh, why can't you do Malacha now? Why the Tikkun Ligmar Hayom B'Kedusha? Ki Echad Alizuzai B'Yom Lamed Shoshana Acheres. A new Takana. People shouldn't come to be Mezalzel looking at it as an easy day to next year, the 30th day of Elul. The Isharis Lulasas by Malacha is you can tell them that today you will have to do Malacha. Min HaMincha L'Malo Kishu Yoidim Sheyidchu Oysa Kishu. Now that they find out that business first going to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah, see if we can tell them now the next 2 hours of the day they're allowed to do malachim, is also the neved beinami koidem ha mincham. next year, maybe also come the 30th day of Elul, and the Avim didn't come throughout the day. So even before Mincha, people say, just like last year, we did Malacha on the 30th day, now also we'll start doing Malacha. And here it's Gzeira, because maybe the Avim will come to the Bezna Godom before Mincha, before they brought the Korban of Tomich Ben Habayim, the Ayyan Kaddish. Then the loch would be, Bezdin would say only today is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Lamed, because since when they bring the second Tamid, they could say the Shios Rosh Hashanah, that would be enough. But im Tashasim Locha Biyomtiv. So the kids of that Tachom say the last 2 hours of the day you can't do Malacha, it's a new Gzera, Rashi learns. Shlo Yizal Zlubei, that people shouldn't come to be Mekel next year on the 30th day of Rosh Hashanah, if, on the 30th day of Elul. If the Yadim don't come after, by Minchatoin, if they don't come, they'll start to do Malacha. And really, no, they can't do Malacha, because maybe the Yadim will come yet. So it's Stav Sonia, Azaitik Gzera, the Leil Zuzuzei Bei, really the Pshat is only one day is Kaddish. The second day is really Vadei Chol. Why do we keep 2 days? Stam Zuzuzei Bei. So therefore, the Rabbanan Shittur is, it's called only one is real Kaddish, the other one is not. So it's not considered like one long Yom Arichta, one long Kedusha. We look at Rosh Hashanah like 2 different days, 2 different Kedushas. Therefore, you can make one Erev one way, and another next day, the Erev the other side. This is also the Chomen, Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah, but Rabbi Yossi Dingzich, and Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. That we hold no, Rosh Hashanah has a Chumrat Dikadin, is blind like Yom Arichta Dami. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is like one long day. By the Vyoid, there's another Machlokes now. Vyoid Amr Rabbi Yehuda, that what, out of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can make it tonight to take off the Truma. If you have a basket of apples that you didn't take off Truma, so you can make it tonight. You say the first day, if today is Chol, the Truma is Chal today. If it's Kodesh, I'm not saying anything. So tomorrow it's Tzricha. I need both Machlokes in the Mishnah. The Chura that totally Zeb is there. The first Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's called 2 different Kedushas. Why? The Rashi says, because the Manashach, 1 day is Chol. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you could make it tonight with your Truma and say I'm making the Truma 1 of these 2 days also? Because the Manashach, 1 of these 2 days is Chol. So the day that's Chol, on that day I'm making my Truma. So Chol, it's the exact same Machlokes. What am I doing it 2 times for? So the Mo'at Tzricha. The Yashmin in Rosh Hashanah, if we're just here the first Machlokes about an Erev, welcome Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Deloi Ko'ovid Midi. Because you're not doing anything. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is making to say you can make 2 different Erevs. You can make an Erev for the Mizrach the first day, an Erev for the second day. Because there's no Zilzul in Rosh Hashanah, but you're not doing anything on Rosh Hashanah. Avo Kilkola, Mashenka in the second case. We have this basket of apples. That's Tevel. Right now it's also Tidit. You want to go and make off Truma Samaisis now on Yom Tov. The Mechzei Kemesakin Tivlom, that's the Gzeri Midi Rabbanan. You can't take off Truma Samaisis on Yom Tov. Of course, it looks like you're being misakin something. It's exer. Maybe you come to build a house. Maybe you come to fix up something. Is aim a model of Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will be murdered to Rabbanan. That it's also to do this on Rosh Hashanah. Kefort on Rosh Hashanah, you're doing something that's mechzei kemisakin. So maybe here Rabbi Yehuda will be murdered also. So no, Kamash will know here also he's murdered. He holds the smutter. And his svar is why? It's not near a kemisakin on Rosh Hashanah. Because Lamaisa, 1 day is Chol and 1 day is Kaddish. So both days I said that tonight is that I only want the Truma to be Chal if today is Chol. On the Tzad today is Kaddish, I don't want the Truma to be Chal. So it's not called, I did any Tikkun on Yontif. I wasn't Mesakin on Yontif, I spoke out Klor. I only want the Tikkun to be Chal on the day that's Chol. So if you would hold, that's Mutter. Rashi says, Utricham, Rabbi Yehuda Laruya de Beis Kaddusha saying, Banach Klas Mili, Linyan Erev Vikokolo Beitza. Hey, it's in 3 cases in the Mishnah, we have Yudis says Hishita, that we look like it's 2 different days, 2 different Kedushas. Zai, the first case is a Rubit Chumin, you can make 2 different Erevs, one for the first day, one for the second day. Then Tikkakola for the Truma, that you could take off Truma both days and make it tonight, whichever day is Chol, that's the Detzchal. And Nuad in Beitzah, an egg that's born on the first day of Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Yom Tov. The Kasa, what are these 3 halachas for? They're all the same Svara that has considered 2 different days. Why, when you're masakin tevel, it looks like you're doing a malacha. So maybe there you do be machmir. No, he's not machmir the reader. If only he had these first 2 chedushim that you can make 2 different errors, and you could be machmir truma. I tell you, mishum the lekala migzir alayu. There's no gzeris. You can't make any gzeris. You're speaking out klaw. It's only because 1 day is chol. Avo beitzah, when an egg is born on Yom Tov, There's a gzera that maybe if you'll be matter to eat the egg, you'll come to eat peres hanasharim. Peres that fell off the tree on Yom Tov or on Shabbos is muksa. About the beginning of Shabbos, the peres was on the tree.